Good morning, my family and friends, my sisters and brothers. It is Thursday, February 1st, 2018, and it is 6:31 a.m. The sun is quite not up yet here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but I did stick my head out the door, and it is feeling nice, I must say. So I want to start off by thanking God for this awesome, awesome day. Thank Him for life. I thank Him for my health. And I thank Him for the strength that He gives me to get through my day. I wanted to share a brief prayer with you this morning. Also, a small passage from my thought journal. I have to say thought journal because I have a few journals. You know, I have one for just my thoughts. I have one for just my prayers. And I have one for my feelings. So I want to start off by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I would just like to add to that the prayer, a small prayer that's coming, you know, from my heart. And it basically says, Lord, you are the ultimate healer of all. I ask that you bring healing to everyone that is hurting today. Wrap your arms around them and let them know that they are loved. Let them feel your presence. I ask that you comfort all that is feeling alone right now, Jesus. Let them know that you are there. I ask for comfort and support, Lord, for any and everyone who is suffering from any type of hurt, habit, or hang-up. I ask that you bring them peace, Lord, and I ask that you bring the lost to you and just give them the mind expansion to want to know your will for their life. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you all for the ones who tune in to listen. You are very much appreciated. And I also would like to leave you with just a little passage from, you know, my spoken word. And basically, I just want to tell you that God is bigger than your battle. Whatever battle that you're fighting right now, God is bigger than that. So I'm just going to say, stop focusing on the problem and start focusing on the provider, which is Jesus Christ. Just be humble, be grateful, be loving, be kind, and be good. There are doors that God has opened up for you to walk through that no man can close. And whatever went wrong in your life, God will make that right only if you allow Him to. So, my sisters and brothers, I just want you to remember that God loves you. He loves you so much that He gave His only Son for you. So cast your cares on Him. He cares. He knows what to do. So remember that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, be blessed.